News.
Hi there, Saver. Looking for a Medicare plan to help you save on more than just prescriptions? Medicare Advantage plans may offer prescription drug, medical, and hospital coverage. Walgreens is a preferred network pharmacy with many Medicare Advantage plans, including UnitedHealthcare. So when you enroll in a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Other plans may be accepted.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Bipartisan tributes for Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Elijah Cummings, son of sharecroppers, master of the House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi leading a ceremony in the old House chamber where Cummings lies in state, being praised for his efforts to bring people together, including North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows.
Perhaps this place in this country would be better served with a few more unexpected friendships. I know I've been blessed by one. God bless you.
Cummings, a longtime Maryland Democrat who was head of the House Oversight Committee, his funeral is tomorrow in Baltimore. Evacuations in Northern California as a wind-driven wildfire grows quickly, despite the latest effort to prevent fires by shutting off power.
The Kincaid Fire started in Sonoma County, parts of which were subject to PG&E's power shutoff. Fire officials say this grass fire near the Geysers geothermal power plant was being pushed by the wind. Gusts were measured at more than 50 miles an hour, which makes it difficult for water-dropping aircraft to fly. The community of Geyserville has been evacuated. The power shutoff in Sonoma County began Wednesday at 3 o'clock. PG&E said they were shutting off power to nearly 180,000 customers, and they predict that they may need to shut off the power again this Sunday. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The fire has grown to more than 15 square miles. Federal health officials say they're getting fewer reports of vaping-related illnesses, but they're not exactly sure what that slowdown in the increase means just yet. Still, the total is now more than 1,600 illnesses under investigation, including 34 deaths. On Wall Street, stocks turning lower. The Dow is now down 73 points, dropping back under 26,800. Lisa Brady, this is Fox News.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. What this is about, and I promise everybody that's holding, we're going to get to your call. Don't sweat it. We got an entire hour to devote to this. And here's the problem. This is about the rule of law. And just because a California court judge rules that ICE is enjoined from issuing detainers to state and local law enforcement agencies where there is no state law mandating same, the fact is this is going to make our streets less safe. Joe Lombardo directed corrections officers in December to stop placing immigration holds on undocumented immigrants with low-level traffic bench warrants. The fact is they're here illegally. So arrest them and deport them. What is so bad about that whole notion? And simply... You know, this is going to make our streets less safe. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any question about that. Anyway, let's go to Bob. Bob, you're up, and you're in law enforcement, are you not?
No, in my former life.
On your former life,
My former life, and I will tell you this: that I'm still involved with it per se. But in a fraternity capacity. But if I call my brother office of federal agents, this sort of thing, I'm going to tell you something. That's A, it's not going to fly. B, why are we copycat something out of California? And C, what's going to happen is the pressure is going to get so overwhelming because people like yourself, thank you very much for putting on your show, will come to the realization that this is absurd, okay? But I don't believe in the end result it's going to be as bad as it could be. So hopefully somebody's going to have a loving bejesus talk with him and with the sheriff, and they're going to come to the realization that they're here illegally. Strike one. You know, I don't care if they have a broken taillight out. Strike two. And you know, there's not three strikes here. So
Here's the analogy I would use, Bob. And by the way, thank you for your service, for your many years of service in law enforcement. But to me, this is no different than the guy that loses his license, either through a DUI or whatever, and is driving without a license. Now, he may be just fine, but God forbid he gets a broken taillight. Cop pulls him over. It shows that your driving privileges have been revoked. You're under arrest. You're going to jail. We don't give them a get-out-of-jail-free card, do we?
That's correct. And that's why this is absurd. I mean, the bottom line is, I can't believe they're actually copycatting something of the ACLU wants to do that came out of California. Come on. I mean, all bets are off. They're here illegally, case closed. And I think if President Trump, National Home Security, gets involved with this, not ICE and ISH and everything else, all the other acronyms you want to use, if they realize what's going on here, they're going to come down big time on Clark County.
I hope they do. Bob, stay in touch with me, would you please? I would appreciate it. It's people like you that are going to help us, even if you're no longer directly employed by Metro or another law enforcement agency. But what's going on here is Joe Lombardo is using this California judge. I mean, it's not exactly a political profile in courage to say, sure, we'll side with the ACLU. ACLU, by the way, they're pleased as punch about this. Sherry Royster, quoted in the RJ, she is the legal director for the ACLU, and that she is, quote, ecstatic to see that they have made the right decision. Royster says the ACLU of Nevada sent a letter to Metro October 11th demanding that it stop its partnership with ICE. And they mentioned the California ruling in that letter. Quote, nobody, this is what Sherry Royster says from the ACLU Nevada, nobody should be worried about forgetting paperwork on their way out of the house and being detained. It's not the hardened criminals they were detaining. It was regular people who were pulled over for a busted taillight or a blinker. That's no different than somebody who's had their driving privileges revoked and they drive without a license. They have a taillight out. A cop pulls them over. They end up going to jail. It's no different. You have violated federal immigration law. You may have already had an order for deportation, and you're running from the law. I've got one line open. You want to seize it? You can. And by the way, I would love to talk with other members of law enforcement, current or retired, and find out what you think. Is this going to make us safer or less safe? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday. It is live and local now. Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casale and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Everyone knows when it comes to real Mexican food, there's only one name that comes to mind. Roberto's. Ah, the Chili Colorado Combo, a favorite of mine. Made with chunks of savory beef, smothered in a delicious tangy red chili sauce. Served with fluffy Mexican-style rice and beans.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. It's magnifico.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family They deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. Coming up before the end of this segment, we'll let you hear Tulsi Gabbard in her own words going right after Hillary Rodham Clinton. Ooh, it's nasty stuff. It's in-your-face stuff. On Monday, when we talked about a political catfight that wasn't a... We weren't trying to be derogatory towards women. It's what it is. It is exactly that. We'll let you hear that before the end of this segment, okay? Fair enough? Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. Go to Jamie. Jamie, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I definitely agree with you. The streets won't be safer. I can just give you I had an employee who was in an automobile accident, and I was talking to a police officer about it. And the part that concerned me was the fact that he had said a lot of times when they run into people who are illegal, they were told, you know, just let them go because we really don't know who they are. So my question is, when you do that routine pullover, if we don't get any documents or even fingerprint them or book them, how do we know and keep track of them? How many crimes do we know they've committed? We don't. You know, I'd love to see a paper that says how many people that we've already been cooperative with ICE as far as people we've stopped. What's the percentage that actually gets stopped and turned over?
Well,
so I don't know how cooperative we've been.
Exactly.
Already, you know what I mean?
Exactly. And a lot of this stuff is probably being done off the books. So we'll never
exactly.
know. We'll never know.
If you don't book them, you don't know how many crimes they've committed. They could have done a number of DUIs. The person that almost put my employee completely out, she was almost lost her house, almost lost everything. And the guy's like, yeah, we see this all the time. Undocumented people hit people. They don't have insurance. So that's a crime. You're supposed to have insurance driving a vehicle. Do they check for that? What are these little hiccups that they say that they'll count? I mean, if you've got three or four hiccups, that's a problem. If you've got a guy who's doing a DUI, it doesn't matter race or whatever. Illegal doesn't help because they shouldn't have been there in the first place. But bottom line is the law is the law. Emotion shouldn't come into this. That's the bottom line.
Joe Lombardo, I think, has opened up Pandora's box here in Southern Nevada. And by the way, these people that they let go and they don't detain them for ICE, they're going to be in Northern Nevada. They're going to be in Utah. They're going to be in SoCal before you know it. So don't think this is a Southern Nevada problem. This is a statewide, a region-wide problem that we are faced with. Let's go to Matt. Matt, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. Good morning. This is only common sense. You have to deal with the little stuff before it becomes big stuff. If you catch them in, yes, maybe their taillight doesn't work, and then you find out that, yes, they're illegally, and you deport them. You have to deport them. It's the small stuff becomes the big stuff, and you see it in California with 47 and it's 57, where citations and felonies become misdemeanors. It's not good. We need here in Nevada. I moved here 2 years ago from California to get away, and we need to stop don't Californicate Nevada. It's insanity.
Good point. Thank you, Matt. No, Matt's right. Are we going to wait for the next Kate Steinle to be killed? Is that the deal? How many more Kate Steinles must die before we'll get serious about this? The president's serious about this. But Joe Lombardo is thumbing his nose at federal immigration law. Joe Lombardo should be impeached or removed. And this thing of and this California law is a joke. This California court ruling is a joke. And by the way, it should be challenged. I hope Judicial Watch or somebody like that, or NPRI or somebody like that, will end up taking this on. Because this is horrible. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Morning, Kevin. Listen, we used to have a Clark County courthouse where Nevada law was adjudicated, and they got rid of that, and they gave us a regional justice center. Now, what region are we in? We're in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals region.
Yep.
California law is being adjudicated by every sitting judge that walks through those doors down there. And that's where lies the problem. We no longer, you know, our Nevada Supreme Court has been made null and void by the fact that if a judge makes a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision here, we can appeal it all the way to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and they're going to uphold it because it's their decision.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's I don't know how we get out from under that problem. A district court, a federal district court, can make decisions that impacts everybody in their district. Not necessarily nationwide, but in their district.
Yeah, but if it hasn't been taken to the federal level, then it's left to the local state judges and courts.
This is one that, and again, this ruling by this judge in the Ninth Circuit, it needs to be challenged. And it needs to be challenged now, because otherwise people will die. I mean, do you understand this? I mean, the next Kate Steinle will die. And I'll promise you that. As a result of this ruling and subsequent really bad piece of policing by Joe Lombardo. No, I'm just telling you, it's bad policing. Coming up in our next segment, by the way, I want to hear from law enforcement. If you're a member of law enforcement, current or retired, if you've been out on the streets, if you've been walking a beat, if you've been driving, or maybe you ride a motorcycle, what's this going to mean for you? And is it going to make your job less safe? Because more people who are breaking the law are out doing just that, breaking the law. 844, the number 2. Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want you to hear Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, we'll get to more of your calls on the other side. I want you to hear from Tulsi Gabbard. She is one of the presidential wannabes that's still in the race. And she has taken on, she's the one that Hillary Clinton said was a Russian asset. Here is Tulsi Gabbard, a new ad just out.
Hillary Clinton, your foreign policy has been a disaster for our country and the world. It's resulted in the deaths and injuries of so many of my brothers and sisters in uniform. It's devastated entire countries, millions of lives lost, refugee crises, our enemy Al-Qaeda and ISIS strengthened. We've seen an increase in Iranian and Russian influence in the region. Turkey is emboldened. And we've seen an exacerbation of the problem of nuclear proliferation by overthrowing Gaddafi in Libya. Yet, despite this damage that you have done to our country and the world, you want to continue your failed policies, directly or indirectly through the Democratic nominee. It's time for you to acknowledge the damage that you've caused. And it is long past time for you to step down from your throne so that the Democratic Party can lead with a new foreign policy, which will actually be in the interest of and benefit to the American people and the world.
I thought that was great. Now I don't know that it's going to catapult Tulsi Gabbard. She's in that less than 2% group. I don't know that it's going to catapult her any higher. But you know, the one thing it might do? It might call out Hillary to jump in this race. And there are rumblings now that that her people are getting together and talking to fundraisers and seeing if there are enough fundraisers to put together, well, I don't know, $20 million, $30 million, and have her run again. A redo. Would Democrats be that dumb? Would Democrats be that stupid to run Hillary again against the president? No, I'm just telling you. No, she's already said that you know, she's ready to beat, in her words, beat Trump again. No, that came out. That was on PBS. What, a week ago, 10 days ago? And now there's talk again that she may get back in the race. Would Hillary really be so stupid and want to dredge this whole thing up again? 2016, dredge it up again? We'll find out. Stick around. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. 844, the number 2, Nevada. 844-263-8232. This whole deal... I want to talk with those of you that are in law enforcement. We'll get to you coming up next, live and local, now. Try to give you consolation. When you're a man,
we let you down. I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ rising and getting a boost from Microsoft and PayPal's strong earnings results. And new home sales falling slightly for September in all parts of the country except the Midwest, with the biggest declines in the West, with sales dropping 0.7% following a big 6.2 surge in sales in August, according to the Commerce Department. Many economists had expected sales to keep rising in September, reflecting declining mortgage rates and ultra-low unemployment. And after opening its men's store last spring and two local outposts last month, Nordstrom unveiling its first women's flagship store in New York City today. In addition to its modern design and plush decor, the 7-story, 320,000 square foot space has expansive departments for shoes, women's wear, accessories, and beauty. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Lawmakers honoring the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who lies in state at the Capitol. It's a reason for a laying down of arms for the day in the House impeachment probe.
The top Republican on House oversight, Jim Jordan of Ohio, is quite upset, furious that State Department official Philip Reeker is being brought in for his deposition on Saturday. That's typically when lawmakers are back in their home districts. Jordan worries the weekend meeting will mean fewer Republicans are able to attend and participate. More tension. GOP lawmakers delayed a deposition with a Pentagon official for more than 5 hours yesterday.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. The Democratic race for the White House, down one runner, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan telling supporters he will run again for his House seat. And the U.S. expected to cross the 400 million person threshold in 2058, according to demographers. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to FoxNation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Tucker Carlson.
There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. I'm headed over there for lunch myself. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. We'll get to more of your calls coming up in just a couple minutes. One of the things we like to do in this last half hour is essentially turn the program over to you. If you don't want to talk about what Joe Lombardo has done, what the sheriff has done, if you're not into that, that's fine. If there's something else you want to talk about, that's fine too. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. We make it easy for you. I want you to hear, and this is wild stuff. This is from yesterday. We have the Democrat version of what happened, and then we have the Republican version. In fact, let's go to cut three. This is Joaquin Castro from San Antonio. I covered him when I worked there many, many moons ago. God, it's hard to believe it's almost like been like 10 years since I worked in San Antonio, but it's true. Joaquin Castro is a Texas congressman now, was on with Wolf Blitzer, and described the scene in what they call a SCIF. It's a security, whatever it is, it's an acronym. But it's where they take testimony that is restricted, secret. And yesterday they were doing a deposition there. And about 30 Republican members of the House stormed this place. That's the term being used. They simply moved into this room unannounced, sat down, and they just held the room. What was it like to be a Democrat in that room? Well, Joaquin Castro, he talks about it, and he did so yesterday on CNN with Wolf Blitzer.
Well, we were getting ready for the deposition to start, and we had had a Democratic caucus meeting just before that of the intelligence members. We came into the room, everybody was seated, and just as the witness sat down, you had Democratic members that already seated, Republicans that were seated. There were about 25 or 30 of the Republican members. It looked to me like it was all the guys. There may have been a few women there, but I didn't see them. And there are three entrances in that room, and they all came kind of storming in. Most of them were not members of the committees, I think, of jurisdiction. They came storming in the room and started disrupting the proceeding. And shortly after that, I didn't see when the witness left, but she left at some point. I think her lawyers escorted her out of the room. But it was a very tense several minutes while everybody was in that room. And quite honestly, it looked like a mob scene. It looked like a kind of a mob party coming into that room.
Was it a risk to national security?
It absolutely is. The reason that that's the case, this is a secured facility where a lot of classified information is kept. And so whenever you've got a cell phone, particularly a member of Congress who's often targeted by foreign governments, a foreign government with the right software and malware can basically take over your phone. So they can use your phone, they can listen into what you're saying, they can basically hijack the microphone in your phone, they can hijack the camera in your phone. So if you've got 15 or 20 cell phones in there because the members of Congress have taken those cell phones in, then potentially, if any of those phones have been hijacked, the person who's hijacked them can see whatever's in this facility. So that's why I think for an hour and a half afterwards, the security had to go and do a sweep of that secured facility. Now, I don't know that anybody's ever brought 15 or 20 cell phones into that secured facility because there is all this classified information there.
Well, weren't they told as they were trying to barge in to the SCIF, the secure compartmented information facility, that you can't bring your cell phones, you got to leave your cell phones outside in a closet or a drawer as you're a member of the Intelligence Committee, as you're used to doing?
Yeah, I think all members of Congress know that when you're going to a classified area, that you're supposed to leave your cell phone behind. For example, when we have member briefings on Iran or Afghanistan or some other intelligence issue, we all have to leave our phones behind. Then we go into the auditorium and get the briefing. Instead, for whatever reason, these folks ignored that protocol and went right in with their cell phones. If this was somebody else, if it was somebody else that purposely walked in there with their cell phone, there would be severe consequences for that.
Okay, then there was the Matt Gaetz view of this. Joaquin Castro is a Democrat, a liberal Democrat, and his brother's running for president, Julian Castro. For how long, we don't know. Because he's not in the top 5% in this latest Quinnipiac poll. He's down in that 1% and 2% region. But I want you to hear Matt Gaetz. Matt Gaetz led this contingent of 30-some-odd Republican House members. Listen to this.
We had the audacity to want to know what in the world was going on behind closed doors, where Democrats have engaged in a strategy of secret interviews, selective leaks, theatrical, weird performances of transcripts that never happened, and then lies about whistleblowers. And so it's reasonable to suggest that we would want more transparency on behalf of the millions of people that we represent.
Do you have a right under congressional rules to demand it?
There There are no rules, Tucker. If we had rules, Nancy Pelosi would have put this issue to a vote and established rules like happened for President Clinton, like happened for President Nixon. But the Democrats want to preserve the most like operational flexibility. And so if they're going to have a world with no rules, we got to stop like thinking that we can use the Marquis of Queensberry rules of engagement when we're fighting against an angry pack of rabid hyenas. And that's what we're facing. And I think the president's right. As Republicans, we need to be tougher in exposing this for the kangaroo court that it is.
Can you impeach a president without holding a vote?
That seems to be the Democrat strategy to date. And really what they're trying to do is
avoid
the mistakes.
Can you pass laws without voting on them now?
Well, I mean, we appropriate money all the time without voting on it. Just a few people show up in the middle of the night and, you know, spend millions of dollars. But Democrats have learned a lesson from Russia. In the Russia investigation, they did hold open hearings. We saw Robert Mueller in his failure to adequately defend his report. We saw the Corey Lewandowski hearing, which was just a total disaster for Democrats. And so they've moved away from allowing Republicans to have cross-examination, thorough review, check testimony against documents and timelines, and they're just trying to use the natural advantage they have with the mainstream media to have secret interviews and selective leaks, and they're trying to pollute the American electorate with these lies about the president.
Is there any way for the rest of us following at home to know what's going on inside?
Members of Congress need to hear from their constituents. The American people need to demand more transparency. And I think, look, regardless of what people think about President Trump, it is a legitimate question to ask, why does President Trump not get the same due process from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats that Newt Gingrich and the Republicans gave President Clinton?
Okay. Speaking of impeachment, there's a new Quinnipiac poll that's out. And I want to give you some of the results. Nearly half. Well, in fact, let's start it this way. Democrats approve of the inquiry, not impeachment, the impeachment inquiry. 93% to 7%. Republicans disapprove of the inquiry, 88% to 10%. Mark Amadei is in that 10%. He says, go ahead with the inquiry. So he's siding with Democrats. Independents were divided. 50 to 45% approval of this impeachment inquiry. And the Democrats, or rather a Republicans, disapproved 90 to 9%. 90% to 9%. More coming up. We're going to get some law enforcement expertise in our next segment. Because as you know, the story we've been following all day today, Las Vegas police, Metro police, the cops, are going to end federal immigration holds. It's going to make not just Southern Nevada, not just Las Vegas, but our entire state, our entire region is going to be more dangerous. Will there be another Kate Steinle that has to die before people understand this? Sheriff Joe Lombardo has just made our region that much more dangerous. And don't tell me, oh, we don't want to incarcerate somebody or hold them for deportation, people that are here illegally, and they were just pulled over for a broken taillight. Don't tell me that. These could be very dangerous people that simply have not yet been arrested, but they're here illegally. There may be deportation notices out on these people. We'll see what you think. To those of you in law enforcement, current or retired, people that are out there. I mean, these streets that you're patrolling every day become that much more dangerous with people that have no insurance, that may be criminals and they simply have not been caught yet, but they're here illegally. They're breaking the law. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll get to your calls coming up on the other side. This is dangerous stuff. I'll just leave it at that. You know, for years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. It is simply awesome. And now the folks at Real Water have upped their game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, have you seen that? Real Water Concentrate. You can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of that Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. It's that simple. Yeah, it's free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That phone number again, 702-381-1217, or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage. For a promo code, try Wall, W-A-L-L. Or just go to kevinwallradio.com. It's my website. KevinWallRadio.com. Stick around. More to do. We'll get to more of your phone calls coming up. Live and local now.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. We're happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you get to choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to SamPetersForCongress.com. That's Sam Peters, number 4, Congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, Laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, Union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Shame on you, Joe Lombardo. Metro Police are going to end their relationship with ICE. They're going to end federal immigration holds in Clark County. And what Joe Lombardo has single-handedly done is made our community less safe. And it's all about politics. It's all about politics. Let's go to your phone calls, see what's on your mind. And by the way, we're looking for law enforcement expertise. Those of you that either are or have been out on our streets, is it going to make our streets more or less safe, what the sheriff has done? Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to call in and let you know how much I appreciate you covering this subject, the new Sheriff Lombardi's new policy. And if there's any time left over, I would just mention that at the beginning of the movement for the resistance against the illegal migration, people were talking mostly about the jobs that illegals took from citizens, holding wages down for citizens, and the tax money that cost taxpaying citizens through education and health care. Later on, it evolved to where they started talking about the crime that is committed that wouldn't be committed if they weren't here, and the disease that they bring into the country, diseases that we had gotten rid of. The next thing I hope happens is people start waking up and talking about the Reconquista plan for Aslan, which is the reality that too many aliens come here not just to assimilate but to conquer us.
You know, I've heard that, going on 15 years. In fact, back to my days in San Antonio, that this is an organized effort. I've never seen any proof. I've never seen any proof of that. But I've heard that. I've heard that argument, and that this is a concerted effort by Mexico to essentially take back their land. Don't know if it's true or not. Interesting though. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We're talking about what Joe Lombardo has done, the sheriff. And they're ending federal immigration holds. Now, there may be an exception for violent prisoners. But folks who have like a broken taillight, they get off scot-free. If you end up with a DUI, and I got a friend that's got a DUI, and she... she essentially will end up having to drive illegally. If she has a broken taillight and she's pulled over, she'll go to jail. If she's an illegal alien and she has a broken taillight, they'll say, have a good day, ma'am. And that's wrong. That is flat out wrong. I mean, I'm just going to tell you, What the sheriff has done to me is unconscionable, and more importantly, it's making us less safe. Sean, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, I'm 100% with you. I disagree that letting these people walk is the right idea. However, if there's an ICE detainer put on someone in Metro Jail, and ICE runs 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 weeks of court back and forth. We're feeding and housing and paying for these people for months on end while ICE diddle-daddles with court dates and never actually deports them. And you multiply that times a couple hundred to 1,000 people a week that are doing that, the jails are going to be full of nothing but illegals with broken taillights.
But that's okay as long as the feds pay for it.
It's not a matter of money either. It's a matter of space. I mean, would you rather have a pimp or, some crip with a pocket full of crack or somebody who's beaten his wife in jail or an illegal immigrant with a broken taillight? I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying this is the right answer or that I have the right answer. I'm just saying that the more violent they are, the more likely I would say they need to be locked up. And I definitely don't want to pay for an illegal immigrant in the jail or in the school or in any form. But I think it's a complicated situation that the sheriff has to manage his budget as well as manage the crime in the city. And a broken taillight is not a violent crime where he says, I'm going to pay, $30,000 over the next 2 months to take care of this knucklehead over a $15 ticket. I got to kick him to the curb and see if ICE can get him a different way or if, he'll get caught up on something else and get deported. It's a complicated situation, but I disagree with this, but I feel bad for the sheriff that he doesn't have a better answer.
Yeah, I'm with you. You and I disagree on that. I don't think we have a prison overcrowding issue yet. I haven't seen that these people are clogging up our jails. There's no evidence. If somebody wants to show me evidence, I'll be happy to look at it. But at least I haven't seen it. That's going to do it for today. Tomorrow, who is it that's suing the Clark County School District for $11 million and why? We'll answer that question for you coming up tomorrow. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Last night I hold her, let him slam. And so I wish that I could stay. Before the thing could answer me, well, someone came and took the lamp away. Health insurance open enrollment is finally here. Are you ready? Hey, Kevin Wall here. There are several key changes to be aware of this year. Don't miss your chance to get the guidance you need and the peace of mind you deserve. Are you worried you won't be able to find an affordable quality health plan? Worried you won't be able to keep your doctor? Do you currently have a marketplace plan with financial assistance? Or are you curious if you qualify? Let my friend Pat Casal and his team at the MultiCare Group provide you with a free personalized evaluation. They're contracted with every insurance carrier in the marketplace to ensure you have access to the best plan for you. Call 702-396-9449 for your free evaluation. Open enrollment for individuals and families closes on December 15th. Open enrollment for Medicare closes on December 7th. Once the deadline's hit, your door to a qualified health plan will close. So call Pat Casal at the MultiCare Group right now. 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas. Talk now.